My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It is 7:02, time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia and see what they can do for you. And the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Here's the prompt you can call in at 412-928-9370. After watching the Steelers in the preseason, do you feel better, worse, or the same about the offense than you did coming in to training camp and the preseason? So we'll get your calls on that. We'll answer the question in a moment at 412-928-9370. But can I say something real quick?
Of course.
I want to be Pat McAfee when I grow up.
Do you?
I do. He behaved like a moron in Ireland. Like an absolute moron, right? Yeah. I mean, he's hammering pint after pint after pint of Guinness. And then after the show, there are like 800 videos of Pat just tearing Ireland up. And then what's he do? Next morning, he's bright-eyed, bushy-tailed. He's doing College Game Day. I never would have known he turned up the night before. That guy is living the life.
Yes.
What's ESPN going to do? Fire his ass? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll just go back with DraftKings or we'll do it ourselves. What a life this man's living. He did Ireland. He's going to do Morgantown this weekend. He's traveling to a different college campus every Friday. I'm sure it's going to look exactly the same it did in Ireland. What a life this guy.
Yeah, it is pretty sweet.
Right?
Good for him, though. Good for him for having that control. Oh. Just, you know, you hear stories about just like, you know, working for businesses and everybody taking advantage of you. And he's just like, no, I have the upper hand at all times. Yeah. I'm going to do what I want. And people are going to like it. People are going to hate it. But more people will like it than hate it. And you won't be able to do anything about it.
That's exactly right. Because he did get some hate on social media for acting like a hooligan. But the people who love that and who love him and their show are going to love him more for that.
Yep.
And he is like, you could tell he's trying to keep down vomit, like, on the show. He's burping. There are people who were there that during breaks were filming him. And so when he's off the air, he's slamming back drinks, too. Just a legendary performance by Pat McAfee. And I believe he reintroduced himself to Nick Saban, like, 10 minutes after they had already been talking.
Yeah.
Like, oh, hey, Nick Saban's joining us. And we know that, Pat. You've been talking to him for about 10 minutes.
Did you see the clip? I was howling. Did you see the clip whenever Saban was like, yeah, you know, talking about is there going to be a team out there that knocks the Georgia Bulldogs off? And Pat was like, rawr, 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 rawr. And Saban just stared at him. I was laughing so hard. Saban was just like, what the hell are you doing? Like, he had that look on his face like, what is this guy doing?
Not to get too in the weeds on this, I think College Game Day, which has been one of the great sports shows of all time, always, it might be in a place where it's better than ever now, because I don't really need to hear Pat McAfee's college football analysis.
Right.
He really knows that, too. He knows that.
Yes.
And so he's just going to act court jester. And now on the right next to him, You put the most credible person who could be talking about college football in Nick Saban, who I thought was excellent, as we all knew he would be in his debut. Great. He was so good. So good. Because he can talk about it in a way, because they're going up against Big Noon Kickoff, Big Noon Kickoff. They think they got it all. Oh, we're going to take some viewers away. They got Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer can't really talk about the NIL stuff. Urban Meyer can't really talk about the new state of college football.
Good point.
Saban's got it all.
Good point.
And he's got the national championship rings. Not to get too in the weeds on that, but
so funny.
But we did.
He started barking. Saban just, he was like, it was a point where Saban was trying to make a point and just got stopped in his tracks and was just like, what the hell just happened?
Like, well, it would be tough. It's like working with Zeiss.
Yeah.
We love Zeiss, incredibly entertaining, yeah. Good opinions, but sometimes you just don't know how to handle them. I had the same issue, and I love working with this guy, with Craig Wolfley. Wolf would go on these, it would start telling the same story he told the last four shows. I'm like, Wolf, you already said that, but you just kind of let him go. You got to find a way to meld into that whole deal there. Awesome stuff. I loved it. And Pat had to have been feeling like total hell.
Oh, yeah. Especially then he had to travel back. Then he'd probably just like not going home. He's probably going somewhere else, like WWE somewhere.
I know.
Like, yeah, he's just, it's tough.
Why was he shirtless? Like, he's shirtless. I saw a video. Someone's fiddling in the streets of Dublin, and he's out there doing an Irish jig, just not wearing a shirt. Like, wearing one of those Irish dude hats. Unbelievable. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I was actually going to ask this question about McAfee maybe later in the week when we get into the college football stuff full form. Like, Pitt fans, they still got to like that guy, right? Because, A, he's super cool, and he missed those kicks against Pitt in the 07 game.
We love him.
Yeah.
Love him.
We didn't like him for a while.
Right.
And now he's ours again, and he's predicting us to go to the college football playoffs. So, all right, you're back in our good graces. But
yeah, we're good with him.
Yeah. I'm sure Pitt fans can like Pat McAfee.
Absolutely.
He's fun. He brings something different. ESPN doesn't know what to do with him, which is outstanding.
He never says anything bad about Pitt, though, too.
No. He Not doesn't really. Say bad stuff really about anybody.
About anybody, yeah.
He does a very positive show and a very PR-friendly show, I would say, to the NFL. And so the league's got to love him. College football's got to love that he puts it out there every week and pumps up their game. ESPN, though, has to be made incredibly uncomfortable by him, and I think that that makes people giddy. Like, you've got this big corporate machine, Disney, that we are Disney, and here's how we do stuff. And he comes in and goes, all right, watch me drink 15 stouts on national television. Let's see how you go.
It's like him, like, growing his beard out and getting signed by the Yankees and not shaving.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, no.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
You want me to leave? I'll go sign with Boston.
Yeah.
How's that going to feel?
Right.
You want me to... Okay, ESPN, you don't want me anymore? You want me on Fox? You want me going back to DraftKings? Because I'll do it, and you guys will be missing a big-time moneymaker in the middle of your day. All right, we've gone too far on McAfee. Love you, Pat. Caboli should have been there.
Right. Oh, my God.
And Pat could have peed on his kitchen floor. All right, Steelers offense moves the ball and scores with both Russell Wilson and Justin Fields in the final preseason game. And so the question is, do you feel better, worse, or the same about the Steelers offense as you did coming into training camp in the preseason? 412-928-9370. I'll say this to start. On Friday, I made a point. If they don't score against backups for Detroit, if you are panicking, that panic, I think, will be warranted. If they do, I don't think you take much from it, but that needed to happen, and it did. So I'll answer my question. Now I feel a little bit worse. A little bit worse than I did coming in. And the only reason I feel worse, wide receiver questions, they're what I thought they would be. Offensive line, I was hoping would be in a better spot now. Injury has a lot to do with it, with Faltanu being hurt, with Broderick Jones' elbow being messed up. I will say a little bit worse because I don't love the spot the line is in, and my hope was that it would be gelling and you'd have your five best guys starting game one, and I'm not sure that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I feel.
I feel a little bit better. For this preseason, I knew that the Steelers weren't going to show anything. I knew that they were going to work on certain things, and that's how they were going to approach this preseason. And even whenever it didn't look great at times throughout the preseason, I could still tell that there was a rhyme or reason of why they're running the plays that they're running, even though I know that they're not running the full scope of plays that they have. Like, so from last year, yeah, the preseason looked great, and I think that that was Matt Canada trying to show, like, oh, this offense could be good. I'm going to throw my actual plays that I have against a defense that's not game planning for me, so it's going to look great. I think Arthur Smith is like, no, I'm not going to show my real plays because we're not game planning and they're not game planning for us, and I want to work on the little things, the details for the season whenever we actually do run the plays. I could tell that there was a rhyme or reason, even though that I'm just going to preface this, even though that it didn't look great, I could tell why they were doing it, and I didn't see that from Matt Canada ever.
I can agree with all of that. I mean, you even think about Russell Wilson's first start in the preseason. Arthur Smith was, I thought, really candid when he spoke to the media last week. There were things we did not want to do with Russell Wilson. Yeah. We are protecting Russell Wilson. We weren't going to get him on the move. We were calling a vanilla offense. People don't like to hear that, but that's the case. So I can see why you would feel a little bit better. I can see that. From a personnel standpoint, I feel a little bit worse.
Yeah.
Broderick Jones should not be getting thrown around by Greg Rousseau. And he had a rep in this game against the Lions that a lot of people were arguing about. Was that a bad rep by Jones, in your opinion?
Which one are you talking about?
The one where Fields wound up getting sacked, and he got sacked by the guys who were coming off the left side, but yet Broderick did get pushed back a little bit. And I guess if you wanted to paint it as Broderick's fault, you could say that Fields didn't have an escape lane then.
Well, he shouldn't get pushed back. So, yeah, I had a problem with it.
See, that's my thought, too.
Like he keeps getting pushed back. He's not stout. Like, it's not like he has any strength. I mean, he keeps getting taken advantage of. And that's a huge issue. Like, I could see a missed assignment and you turn somebody free. Like, that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to be upset with that. But, you know, those are fixable because you just need to know where you're going. But if you're getting bullied, how are you going to fix that?
Right.
How are you going to fix that middle of before the season? Can't fix that. And then now you're a target. What do you think that they're going to do? What do you think they're going to do?
The Dodgers. Judon.
They're going to attack the mess out of Broderick
Jones.
Yes,
they are.
If they know he's not stout, and I don't know where that came from because he was decent last year in those situations.
I just love preseason football for this reason, and when I say love, I mean hate. Every single play gets turned into this like Rorschach test where you see what you want to see. Was it Broderick Jones' fault that Justin Fields got sacked? No, but I'm evaluating Broderick Jones.
Yes.
I'm not evaluating the entire line on that play. And Broderick Jones' rep was not good enough against a guy that may well play for the Lions, but he damn sure ain't going to start for the Lions. So that's why I don't feel as great about this offense as I did coming in. The problems that I thought they'd have, they have. Broderick Jones looks like he might be a problem, at least early, and that's not something that I thought would be the case.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? 412-928-9370. Do you feel better? Do you feel the same? Do you feel worse about the Steelers' offense than you did coming into preseason? 412-928-9370. It is football season. It means it's time to get these calls going, people, and we'll talk to you next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. 3-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You feel better, worse, or the same about the Steelers' offense as you did coming into training camp? 412-928-9370. We'll get to some calls in a moment. We were talking about Pat McAfee briefly in the last segment, and someone texted in, "Sorry, gentlemen, Pat is an unprofessional douche. How long till he does something stupid and flames out?" He's already done stupid stuff.
A lot.
Like getting rip-roaring drunk on your national radio show is probably not smart. The whole Caitlin Clark thing got him in some hot water. The whole Aaron Rodgers saga got him in some hot water. Here's the thing. All of those things make him more likable to his key fan base.
Yes.
So he's just leaning in more and more into being Pat McAfee, and the people who love him are only going to love him more for it. So yeah, maybe he is a little bit of a douche. He's definitely a bro. I like the whole cut of his jib. He's uncancelable, is what I'm trying to say, because he will always have a fan base that the more cancelable stuff that happens, they're just going to wind up saying, "Oh, this is Pat being Pat, and we actually love him for it."
Mm-hmm.
But he is kind of a douche. But I mean that respectfully. Like, yeah, we all have that kind of friend who's going to wear the sleeveless shirts and kind of act a fool.
Yes.
And for a lot of us, that friend is Angela in Beachview. Good morning, Angela. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thanks, gentlemen. You know, all right, these guys are professional athletes. They make a gazillion dollars, whatever. But I think it's messing with his head. I mean, you want your boss to tell you what's expected of you. Are they really communicating with him? Yeah, you're going to be our left tackle. Well, if it's preseason, stick Dan Moore at right tackle and let Broderick Jones get some reps at left tackle. I mean, are they communicating what? I think it's messing with his head.
I think that's fair. I mean, we've talked about that with Henry Davis. They have said that this is their left tackle of the future, yet he's playing right tackle for them. So if I'm hearing you right, you're a little bit more concerned about the Steelers offense than you were before training camp.
A bit, absolutely, since Broderick Jones has this issue now.
I hope it's more injury related than anything, but I do think they're kind of yanking him around.
Yeah, like what position am I going to play? Am I going to be the right tackle? Am I going to be the left tackle? Am I going to have to compete with the left tackle spot? Like, but you know, as that situation is, and I can see how people can think that his mindset might not be in the right place because of that. That has nothing to do with getting pushed around. like you're either stout or you're not. Like that has nothing to do. Like you can't overthink getting pushed back. You can overthink, like, somebody makes a nice move on you. It's like, oh, man, I anticipate him going outside. Ah, oh, you know, I leaned. Or there's a stunt that I didn't see that a guy wrapped around and shot the gap too early, and I kind of missed him. Yeah, that could be in the realm of overthinking. Oh, man, if I was at left side, am I going to be this? But whenever you get your hands put on you, there's no excuses.
Yeah, like, you already said that. It's not that he had a mental lapse out there. And there's a miscommunication, and so a blitzer comes free or something like that. He didn't pick up the right guy. Nah, he's going mano a mano and getting pushed back.
And we've seen it 3 times now.
Mm-hmm.
Probably more that we probably missed.
Against, Greg Rousseau, good player, not great player. And then the Lions backup did that to him. It's not a good sign at all. And I don't think that gets fixed just flipping him over to left tackle. He should be there. That should be his position. Dan Moore should be your swing tackle, and Troy Faletonu should be on the right. But Trey Essex said it last week. Just moving him back to his natural position doesn't mean he's going to get more stout.
Right.
I am concerned. The hope is that it's mostly the injury. Because if it's just a regression, you got bigger issues now. You got Pat Meyer questions. You got developmental questions. And we already saw Dotson leave get better, and it was one of the better guards and higher paid guards now in the National Football League. Questions will be asked if this is how he plays in the regular season.
But if it's the injury, then why is he even out there? I mean, you're risking even further injury of being out for a significant time if he's out there and he's kind of just hampering in compensating on that elbow. Like, take him out. Like, you're not getting quality reps that you need if he's kind of thinking about that injury. Now, he might be thinking about that. I could see that.
Where that like, makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense, but then he shouldn't even be out there.
Right. If you are thinking, I can't be at my best because of my injury, and on every rep I'm thinking, oh, I can't get my elbow to this place or whatever, I can't use my hands the right way, then you're right. He shouldn't be out there. They don't have options, though, at tackle. Not really. You don't, because Dylan Cook now just got hurt, and I guess you've got Tyler Anderson, who I know that they like, and he can play on the outside.
Spencer.
But what did I call him?
Tyler.
Old Pirates left-handed pitcher.
Yeah.
That's what I did there. Yeah. I'm good for one of those to show, Dorn.
Yep.
I don't think they've got the depth at tackle that they did coming in either. And that's another reason why I'm slightly more concerned about the offense now than I was before. Wide receiver Van Jefferson still running as your number two guy. Like, that was a concern. It continues to be a concern. They don't have depth at the wide receiver position. I feel just as not good about that as I did coming in. But this offensive line, I believed, and I still believe in the pedigree, but when you are designed to run the football and then play action, and that's how you're going to take your deep shots, and one of your tackles is playing like a revolving door?
No, it's not good.
It's not good. Mm-mm. It's not good at all. And I don't know that gets fixed before the start of the year. I don't know how you fix it before the start of the year. I was expecting him to come in and maul people on Saturday because you're playing backups, and that did not happen, and it is massively discouraging. Now, I thought Zach Frazier looked good. He has continued to look good. He's a stud in pass protection. He's going to be. That's what he did actually better in college. He moved dude on that Cordarrelle Patterson run.
Yes, he did.
And that's your guy, Cordero.
Mm-hmm. Knew they were going to use him. They're
yes,
going to use
did.
Him. And even when Jaylen Warren does come back and is healthy, I think they're going to use him. He just brings a different dynamic to the table. But that Zach Frazier play, like, that's exactly what you want out of your center. I mean, it's hard to move guys in the NFL because everybody's getting paid and it's the best of the best. Like, he moved him not just a couple inches. He moved him out of the hole and created a huge lane like it was a high school hole.
Yes.
And I mean, whoever it was, I don't even know who it was. If it's a backup or not, like, that's significant. Very, very significant.
He did that on his first rep, too. The first rep he had in a preseason game at center, it was a good rep, where he's double-teaming a guy, comes off the double team, gets to the second level. He's going to do a lot of that. He needs to stay healthy, though. Like, coming into camp, I liked their depth overall on the offensive line. But now you lose Herbig. So, yeah, you could always turn it over to James Daniels as your center, and then McCormick would have to be your right guard. Or they had McCormick play some center in this game, and he had been playing center in practice. I don't know that that's a good solution for you. You've got Ryan McCollum, who is a center, and he's probably going to make this roster because of the injuries. Overall, I'm not crazy about their depth right now, man.
Mm-hmm.
You lose Cook, Spencer Anderson, okay. You're going to have to play backups. It's the offensive line. They got lucky with that a few years ago. They're not going to get so lucky again. All right, coming up next, a nightmare situation lived out by some NFL football players that if I were in this situation and you were there, Doran, you would have come out of this situation covered in my vomit. Got the final Going Low golf rewind of this season with Jeff Hathorne in a moment, and then a story from the NFL that I think is going to have everybody laughing. But if we were in that situation, I don't think any of us would have laughed. We'll get to that coming up in a minute. But first, Jeff Hathorne joins us right now. Good morning to you, Jeff.
Good morning, guys. Let's do a golf report this morning, especially with Neil Shipley finished second at the PGA Tours America's tournament in Winnipeg. He finished 25 under, but Sub Jabroni finished 26 under. But Shipley had 27 birdies over four rounds.
Oh, my God.
Neil continues to impress, as a pro golfer. He was the last player to qualify for the tournament. Keegan Bradley wins the BMW Championship by a shot over Ludwig Åberg, Sam Burns, and Adam Scott. So Bradley advances to the Tour Championship in Atlanta. $10 million to the winner. Justin Thomas was the last player to get into the top 30. Brian Harman, Jason Day, Matt Fitzpatrick among those who didn't qualify. Stewart Cink wins the Champions Tourney at 17 under with two bogeys over 3 days. Olympic champ Lydia Ko wins the Open Championship, her third major. She won a gold at the Olympics. Nelly Laporta was in a group in second place, two shots back. Cool charity event coming up next Saturday. It's the Uncommon Grounds Outing, which is a cafe that helps those in need in Aliquippa. It's a scramble, tees off at 9 at Beaver Valley Golf Club. Register at churcharmyusa.org. Gentlemen, Jeff, how about Neil Shipley, man? He's awesome.
Unbelievable.
Crazy.
Imagine having that many birdies and finishing in second, though. I'd be pissed. I'd be thinking about the one birdie I didn't get or the two birdies I didn't get.
I think it should be mano a mano because I think Shipley could hold his own. Like, that should ultimately decide it.
I'm with you.
27 birdies, and it's like, all right, dude, let's take it out back, and whoever wins, wins.
My anytime, any place. Flagpole, 4 o'clock. Jeff, appreciate the time as always, man, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
See you guys.
Thanks, Jeff.
That's Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, with the final Going Low golf report of this season.
Mm-hmm.
We love Jeff.
Yes, we do.
We love Going Low, and we love Neil Shipley.
Yes.
We don't love getting stuck in an elevator. Has that ever happened to you?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. South Florida. My.
Oh, I knew this.
Yeah, I think I told you a story.
Yeah.
I think it was my sophomore year, I think. And there was like 10 of us in the elevator. And it got stuck. And we were in there for about 3.5 hours.
3.5 hours?
Yeah. And it was football players, too. It wasn't just like just regular people. Like, we were big football players. There was 10 of us at least 2 hours in, and then we kind of looked down in the corner, and LaRod Stevens-Howling was there, so there was 11. We didn't even know he was there, because LaRod is very, he's short, he's small, and he's very quiet. He's very quiet in college, and he didn't say a word for 2 hours, and we all were like just talking, and then we looked down, and LaRod just standing, we're like, oh my God, LaRod is here. Yep.
Oh my God. Can you imagine being him, because he's so much smaller than everybody else? Oh, the claustrophobia would be off the charts.
It's terrible.
Well, terrible. I bring this up because it happened to the Chargers. Did you see that?
No.
So 11 Chargers got stuck in an elevator at the hotel that the team was staying in. And Jim Harbaugh had an all-time press conference answering questions about this. He said that there's no air conditioning.
Nope.
So when all these guys came off, everyone was dripping sweat. But he said the only guy who wasn't dripping sweat was Justin Herbert. Because he's ready for the big moment. But listen to some of these quotes from Harbaugh. This guy is certifiably insane, and I mean that in the best way. He said, that's a shared experience that brought them closer together. I just missed it being on that elevator. It was like, wish I could have been there with those guys, but Justin Herbert was. Went on to say, Justin Herbert, his hair was a little wet, but his shirt was completely dry. That was another thing that blew me away. The guy is just a beast. Went on to say, you get in those situations and it's a test of wills. I was proud of each of those guys and the two women that were on the elevator. That's a win. You feel good about yourself. You were challenged. It was a test of will, and you pull it down or you pull it in. It was a camaraderie amongst that group that is even stronger than it was before. He's crazy.
Crazy.
One more. Who's got it better than those guys that were on the elevator? Dude.
You say how long they were on for?
Multiple hours.
Yeah.
Multiple hours. I'd have panicked. I'd have lost my mind.
Yeah.
I'd have passed out, I think.
It's tough. And we were like kind of stuck. So like they got the door open maybe like 2 hours, 45 minutes in, but we were like stuck halfway through.
Mm-hmm.
So like it was like the roof of like the one floor, and then there was an opening where like it was like halfway. So we had to jump through, and like at any moment, that thing could have just been like, all right, we're going to go down or go up, and it could have just snapped us in half. That was the moment where I was most nervous.
You did it.
We jumped down through to like the floor. Yeah. I had to.
As claustrophobic as I get, and I do, I would have had to wait until they figured it all the way out. There's no chance I'm jumping through that crack and getting cut in half, because I would get cut in half.
Yep.
I feel like your ass would have stopped the elevator. My ass would have got broken in half.
Like,
but, yeah, but in the opposite way of where the regular crack is.
Yeah, it was tough.
That happened in the office, and it was the same thing, where you had Pam who said, yeah, I'm not coming through. I'm scared of getting cut in half. I would not want to get cut in half.
Uh-huh.
You had Dwight claim the pee corner. Did anybody pee in the elevator?
No.
See, that'd be my luck, too.
No, but we did take like all of our clothes off because it was so hot. We were down to our underwears.
No, you're lying.
I'm serious.
No, you're pulling my leg.
It was hot.
No, you're doing one of your Doran practical jokes.
We all were in our underwear, yes.
I don't buy that. No way.
Why not?
Because poor LaRod Stevens-Howling would have been Ida Johnson.
It basically was.
Oh,
yeah, do
God.
What you got to do.
Did you really? No.
I swear.
You all took your clothes off.
Yes.
Did they delay the game?
Was the night before.
Night before.
It was like right whenever we got there.
At the stadium or the hotel?
The hotel.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It just probably, these elevators probably can't handle that kind of weight.
Exactly. And then we looked at the capacity thing and it said like 6-7 people.
Or it can take 10 regular sized humans, but not 10 of you monsters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was bad.
I don't believe that Justin Herbert wasn't sweating.
He definitely was.
Yeah. If everybody else is sweating, because you got 11 dudes on there, plus two poor women, my God, and there's no air conditioning, and you're all predisposed to sweat to begin with because you got so much muscle mass, there ain't no way Justin Herbert's walking out. Oh, his hair's a little wet. And then I'd be pissed at Harbaugh, too, in the press conference. I wish I was there. Oh, yeah?
Do you?
You really wish you
yeah.
were there?
Yeah, right.
That's one of my all-time biggest fears. If I'm on an elevator alone, and, you know, it'll slow down, and then sometimes it'll take an extra second to open the door. I panic by myself in
mm-hmm.
there. Don't like it.
Not good.
Didn't Mac get stuck in one, too, at some point?
Who?
Mac. I thought Mac got stuck in an elevator at some point. I'll have to text him. I think Chris Mack got stuck on an elevator. Mm-hmm. Now I got Potash sending me DMs. Because he's a big Chargers guy. He said, easy on Harbaugh and my Chargers in the elevator. I wish I was there. You know who wasn't there? Any wide receivers. Because they don't have any.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, coming up next, big sports news this weekend in the Steel City. And we didn't talk about it. We probably should. We'll do that coming up next. And then a big Steelers question coming up at the top of the hour. This elevator coverage on 93.7 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. A question and a comment about the Steelers defense coming up at 8 o'clock. Right now, it's the 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. This weekend, big crowd at PNC Park. They take 3 out of 4 from the Reds, but the reason for the big crowd is you honor Manny Sanguian, Jim Leland, and Barry Bonds. And Barry got a significant ovation from the crowd, and I'm happy that we got to this point
yeah.
with Bonds. I just remember being a kid and coming to Pirates-Giants games, and I would always want to get there for batting practice because, come on. And he would get booed. He'd get booed here in Pittsburgh, and steroids and the way he left and all that. I'm happy we can now wrap our arms around who I think is the greatest baseball player of all time, and I think most Pirates fans agree. He's a big part of this team's history. The last time they were really contending for a championship, he deserved to be honored, and now he has been honored. And for him, it's got to matter so much because he ain't getting in the Hall.
Right.
Like, Leland goes to the Hall, and he said this is one of his great honors. For Barry, this and the Giants honoring him is probably the best it's ever going to get.
If you can refresh my memory, why would he get booed? Like, how did he leave? Like, why was there friction?
I think it's because of the throw home in the Bream game and then immediately leaving.
Okay.
And he wanted more money and they weren't going to pay him. And then he starts breaking records and he's quote unquote a cheater. And I think it just all hurt Pirates fans.
Okay.
But, you know, Yager had some nastiness, dying alive, right? Whenever he leaves. And then he could have come back and kind of spurned Mario in the fan base and goes to the hated Philadelphia Flyers. But, okay, just because it's ugly doesn't mean you can't repair
right.
the bridges. And I feel like it could have gone that way with James Harrison, too. He leaves. It's ugly. He was hated. And then just in a couple of years, you wrap your arms around him again. Like, he got history. He's got the longest return in Super Bowl history, longest touchdown Super Bowl history. Yager is one of the great players of all time, probably top 10 player of all time, the second highest scorer of all time, and Barry Bonds, the all-time home run king. If they're part of your history and they're all-time greats, make them, remind people, I should say, that they are part of your history.
Yeah.
I'm sure most people look at Bonds, of course, as a Giant. Well, reclaim your slice of history for the greatest player of all time. And I had no doubt that the organization would always do it. I'm just happy that the fans came around and supported that
guy. Embraced him, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Look, I don't know what happened. I think we all think we know what happened with the steroids and all that and Balco. He should still be in my Hall of Fame. He would be in my Hall of Fame.
Same here.
And if he's not going to be honored there, honor him here. It's like with the Steelers with the Hall of Honor. So many players that you could argue deserve to be in the Hall of Fame and aren't, so you just make your own. And I'm happy they did that. All right, coming up next, Steelers defense, Doran, should be very good. What's it mean if it's not? We'll talk about it. But first, fan weather. Brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. The Chevy Summer Drive continues at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, summer's back. High 89.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.